In the city of dreaming spires, the local election candidates have laid out their dreams for the city's future.
We are campaigning about housing, about playgrounds.
Opinions have changed on the doorstep, but it isn't hostile in any way.
Fundamentally, people feel that the council is out of touch.
We're there to make sure that we actually listen to what people want.
Local councillors look after your bin collections, your council tax, parking charges, planning and development, and are the people with the power to make many decisions locally that will shape the city in years to come.
So many people sort of grumble about what's happening and they don't do anything about it.
You have to vote in local elections for the people who are going to do the best for your area, not for the country.
Oxford has an unusually high proportion of people living in rented accommodation, and particularly in shared houses or HMOs. In some streets, almost every house is rented out to multiple tenants. The council's introduced strict new rules to prevent so many properties like this appearing, something that received cross-party support. Here's the Labour councillor, John Tanner.
What we've said is that there ought to be a reasonably fair balance so that any new shared housing which is brought into use will have to get planning permission, which we'll take account. If there are already lots of HMOs in the air, in the street, then we won't allow it. But if there aren't any, then we would. But what we're concerned about as well is the standards, and I think that's important too.
Meanwhile, the Liberal Democrats say they disagree with the way Labour's policy is being implemented. Here's Duncan Stott.
Well, we wouldn't produce a cap on the number. We wouldn't say only one in five houses in any stretch can be a house of multiple occupation. We would introduce HMO licensing, but just simply to improve safety standards, but don't just cap the overall numbers. That's quite discriminatory against just one section of society.
The Greens' Craig Simmons says Labour have alienated landlords.
They're charging landlords when the house changes hands. So you get a second charge, even though the property's already been inspected and already is seen to be fit. So why charge someone else? And that's a barrier on the house changing hands, an additional cost which is unnecessary and won't do anything to improve the quality of housing.
The Conservatives say they want to see even stronger enforcement. Thomas Kelly claims the council hasn't gone far enough.
We continue to have a proliferation of multi-occupancy properties, which is time and time and time again an issue that is raised on the doorstep as a major concern. And that's something that I want to address and make sure that we limit to this 20% the number of properties that are multi-occupancy.
The difficulties over housing go beyond shared properties in the private rented sector. And a high demand for council flats also means there are several thousand people on the waiting list in the city who are unlikely ever to get a council property, an Oxford conundrum that's sure to remain a challenge for any administration.